Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined now by Marshall Gittler, Head of Investment Research at FX Primus. How are you today, Marshall?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Well, I'm not quite as well dressed as you with the bow tie and everything else, but I'll have to buy one, I think, at some point. We're going to discuss the economic perspective of Clinton's email saga. Isn't the whole issue here that it's as much a political game as an economic one?
Well, yes, I think this is just it's just totally ridiculous. We're discussing these emails, which nobody has found any harm done by these. Meanwhile, Trump is the first candidate in 40 years not to release his taxes. The New York Times just had a story saying he used almost illegal means to avoid paying taxes. The guy is going to be, on December 16th, there's going to be a hearing about his child molestation suit. And yet we're talking about these emails that nobody's found any harm from. It's just a political vendetta. It's unbelievable to me.
Right, but I mean, isn't the case with Hillary that the problem is that, you know, would a normal American or upstanding American vote for somebody who's undergoing an FBI inquiry?
Well, first off, why is the FBI even inquiring on this? Colin Powell, the other previous head of the Department of State, also did a similar thing. President Bush had a server that was run by the Republican National Committee in the White House. They deleted 22 million emails. No investigation there. Why are they even investigating this thing, with the issue, which is really just a very minor problem? It was a misunderstanding, and no harm has come to it. Bush outed a CIA agent, which is a felony. He didn't get in as much trouble for this, for that, as what Clinton is doing. Wouldn't you think it's a problem that 12 people have accused a candidate of groping them? I mean, which is worse?
Well, maybe a problem that they didn't do that at the time, but decided to do that just in the run-up to a presidential election. But isn't that the problem that we have here, that we've got all this going on within the campaign period, which we've never really had before? Normally, there's a presidential election, and during that time, everything goes quiet. It's just about the policies, just about the personalities, and that's it. And you don't have all that hinterland of noise and accusation and scandal.
Yes, that's a very good point. And I think that's really what's upsetting here. Why did the FBI announce this 1 week before the election? Why did they announce that they were reopening this investigation when, in fact, they don't have any proof that this is even connected to Clinton, that there's anything wrong with it? They're just announcing a reopening of the investigation. That, I think, is the problem. And that seems to me to be politically motivated, trying to knock Hillary down so close to the election. By contrast, do you remember I think it was 2004, President Bush actually used an earpiece and a radio communication during the debate, but the New York Times refused to run the story because they didn't want to be seen as interfering with the election. The contrast between the way the Republicans are treated in such matters and the Democrats is really shocking.
I mean, maybe just to finish on this, the political points here, because I'm going to go into the economics. But the world of journalism hasn't actually done very well on this whole campaign, has it? It's failed in the same way.
Trump is very good for ratings, and I mean, he's an interesting story. People would much rather hear his insults than hear people debating the nuances of education policy. So they went with the interesting story and not the meaningful story. And now people were reaping what they sowed, that the presidential election has dissolved into a reality TV show. It's really, really amazing.
Right. On the economic front, the perceived wisdom, if there is any wisdom associated with any of this, is that with Hillary we'll have continuation, whereas with Donald Trump we would have complete chaos and making it up as you go along type policies.
Yes, I think that's quite true. I mean, President Obama is actually trying to place her as continuation. His line is, continue my legacy by electing Clinton. Clinton does have differences in nuance with Obama. Certainly there are differences in policy. And Bernie Sanders, I think, has been dragging her more to the left. But it is the same general idea. Whereas Trump is saying, he's going to abrogate NAFTA. He's going to pull out of the World Trade Organization. He might dissolve NATO. We just have no clue what this guy would do. I don't know if he does either.
And the only thing with the continuation is that even from a conventional standpoint, we're at zero interest rates. We've had 8 years of this exceptional QE, zero interest rates type approach, and we can't go on as we are for much longer, can we?
Well, look at Japan.
Exactly, I was going to say that
zero interest rates around 1997 or so. And they've just been going on. I wouldn't say they're flourishing, but on a per capita basis, they're doing okay. So, yeah, well,
that would be okay.
And life goes on in Japan.
Right. So, I mean, on that basis,
well, it certainly isn't wonderful, but
okay. And as far as where the stock market is, it has been near record highs. Do you think that's been justified and would be justified under a new Clinton administration?
I think actually her policies have, as far as I can tell, are quite pragmatic. I think, although she's been castigated from the left for being too willing to compromise and castigated for the right to being too much like Obama, I think the criticism from both sides speaks to a pragmatic approach based on compromise, pro-business and yet wanting to make business more humane and spread the benefits of growth to a wider section of the populace, which I think would be very healthy for growth. If you look at the record, actually the U.S. economy has consistently done better under Democrats than under Republicans. What's good for business is not necessarily what's good for the economy as a whole.
I'll pass on your good wishes to Jimmy Carter, because I'm sure he'll appreciate your comments on the economic front. But in the meantime, Marshall Gittler, head of investment research at FX Prime, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.